Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
McCaffrey running left, has a block, cuts it up, down to the five. McCaffrey to the end zone. Touchdown, 49ers. A 12-yard touchdown run for Christian McCaffrey. His seventh rushing touchdown of the year, his 12th overall, and the 49er lead is 16-3.
Thank you to Westwood One for that. 20-9 was the final score, and it was a heavy, heavy dose of Christian McCaffrey last night, mostly because Brock Purdy threw three interceptions in the first half, which shockingly had no outcome on the final score of the game, but obviously they got extremely conservative in the second half. Kyle Shanahan was not allowing Brock Purdy to throw anything over 10 yards, Pearl, and it was just McCaffrey, and more McCaffrey.
Oh, I mean, honestly, they could have scored their first touchdown and basically shut it down. The Panthers were just terrible.
They were.
Bryce Young was terrible.
Yep.
Which is disappointing coming off a 400-yard game. You know, this is the weirdest team, the Niners, right? Because they've beaten the worst teams. It's unbelievable. And they only play
the worst teams.
Yeah, I mean, next year's top 10 of the draft, you'll be like, oh, I remember seeing them against the Niners. New Orleans, Arizona, Atlanta, New York Giants. Carolina now, who is 6-6, but they are clearly headed toward a losing record again. It is unbelievable that this schedule laid out. We knew it coming into the season. So what do you make of this team?
Yeah, not a real contender if I'm looking at the San Francisco 49ers. Mm-hmm. And a couple reasons why. One, you know, Brock Purdy is kind of interesting. This game is weirdly about him and not about him, right? Because you throw three interceptions, but you're playing a team that their two best corners leave the game. One of them, J.C. Horn. We get a report from Lisa Salters. He's puking on the sideline, maybe because of concussion symptoms or something. Mm. I mean, it was weird because Brock couldn't stop throwing to the wrong team. And this time they were catching it, unlike last week against Arizona. But they also, like, couldn't get the – Brock is a gunslinger without the gunslinger arm. You know, wow. He really should just be the timing guy, right? That's his thing. And Kyle Shanahan said it at halftime. Mm. He's got to be perfect timing system guy. And if when he tries to do the gunslinger thing, his arm just doesn't have enough zip to make up for any kind of timing mistakes. That's kind of what I see with Brock Purdy. So,
but how do you know if it's not how do you know that that's not A, rust or B, turf toe? I mean,
because I think if he was really hurt, he wouldn't be out there.
Why?
Because they have Mac Jones.
I know, but Brock Purdy doesn't care. I mean, I think that's the question. Is this the 100% Brock Purdy? He definitely missed a bunch of time, and hasn't been back that much. I mean, if it's rust, he would go out there because he probably feels okay. But it doesn't look, you mentioned timing, it doesn't look like he has the timing down right.
Well,
Except for the little screen passes of McCaffrey look fine, but that's not really timing plays. So he can't be a timing quarterback without more reps, maybe?
I don't know. Brock Purdy's just a guy who will throw interceptions also. It just depends on whether or not the secondary actually wants to catch them. Here's Brock from last night. Cut four, man. He says the toe had nothing to do with the poor performance in the first half.
Toe's fine. Feels good out there. It's really just seeing the play develop in anticipation and letting it rip at the end of the day. So... had nothing to do with my toe.
All right. I mean, he might be lying, but, you know, he was 1-for-8 on throws of 10-plus yards. He was 22 of 24 on throws that were 1 to 10 yards. And obviously, most of that went to McCaffrey. It's also the funny thing, Pearl, where he's throwing these interceptions. So obviously, Kyle Shanahan, I think, wanted to dial it back. But then on the flip side, Carolina's corners are going out. So you would think there would be more stuff down the field for Pearsall, or I guess for Kittle, Juwan Jennings, some of their, you know, Kittle's not going to be like a deep threat, but, you know, for some of their better receivers to try to go more vertical, but they did not want to do that in the second half.
Oh,
they
absolutely
didn't have to. But,
you know, this thing, I think it could still be rust. Even if his toe is fine, he's, you know, he's not seeing things clearly. That might be a lack of reps. But I don't know about this reputation that he's a guy who throws interceptions. Last year, he had 20 touchdowns and 12 picks. But last year was a nightmare for the whole team. The year before that, his big year, 31 touchdowns, 11 picks. That's not egregious. It's not Aaron Rodgers. But it just doesn't feel like the passing offense is right. Because if you took McCaffrey out of that, I mean, there is nothing.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe he's their leading receiver.
We'll get into this guy a little later. But if you had Brandon Ayuk out there, would he really be throwing all these picks, or would he be more comfortable with his targets? I mean, there's a lot going on here with San Francisco.
Okay, so I'm curious how the 49er fans feel about this last night at 888-710-4ISN. We'll get to the Panthers side of it. Don't worry. But here's the other part that if I'm a 49er fan, I'm like, all right, what is this team really? Because we understand that sometimes with the 49ers, when things go wrong, they tend to go like really wrong, right?
Right, like injury seasons. Yeah,
they kind of like build up on them and stuff like that. Now, credit to Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh. Mm. They have found a way to win these games when they are missing so many of their defensive stars. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan, there is a case that maybe he could be coach of the year. But I feel like I'd be frustrated if I were a 49er fan. I would kind of hate this. And this is what I'm talking about. Well, not the song. The song still slaps. But here's what I would be frustrated about if I'm Kyle Shanahan, if I'm a fan of this team. Does Christian McCaffrey really need 30 touches to beat the Carolina Panthers? When Bryce Young himself also threw two picks, including one in the end zone, and Bryce Young couldn't do anything last night? Like, do you really need 30 touches from Christian McCaffrey, which is, what was it, 23 rushes and 7 catches, when he's your offense?
Well, 17-9 at the end of the third quarter. I mean, that's a game. It should have been 17-10.
But then you're in garbage time, where it's like funny because even though the score was never a blowout, partially because of Brock's three picks, they had the time of possession. They had the ball for almost 14 more minutes than Carolina last night, despite the interceptions. They led in every statistical category. They controlled the game, even though there weren't a lot of points being scored all around. Brian Robinson can't get, I don't know, 5 more of those carries? Can't get 7 more of those carries? It's not like he's a disaster, Pearl. Like, and I guess what I'm trying to say is, we're just reaching Thanksgiving. If the 49ers really want to make some kind of playoff run, Christian McCaffrey is going to be the key for the offense because Ayuk's not coming back. So why do you need to potentially put more carries on him? This could have been a game in late in the fourth quarter, still closing out this game where he's still running the ball hard. Those can't go to Brian Robinson. That would be my frustration if I'm a 49er fan.
Pretty close game. I didn't think that game.
Two score. Did you ever think that the Carolina Panthers are coming back in
Bryce
that game?
Bryce Young hit Tedrone McMillan. It felt like all the momentum was obviously in Carolina's side by the end of the third quarter because the Niners looked terrible. So, yeah, I mean, yes, I did think that there was a chance that Carolina was going to come back. I mean, what were the Niners doing? When it was 17-9, I don't know why they went for two. I guess the
because they got the penalty, right?
Yeah, but yeah, when it's 17-9, it felt like Carolina had the momentum for sure. Like, they definitely needed McCaffrey to close out that game. I don't think, if you ask Kyle Shanahan this right now, he would, for NFL coaches, an 11-point lead is nothing. To them, it's like, oh, this game is right there. Because how many times have we seen teams blow leads, especially teams like the Denver Broncos? If the Denver Broncos were down 29 with a minute left, you'd be like, oh, they're going to win this game. I mean, this was a very close game. I don't know if there was that much garbage time.
Pearl,
maybe one drive.
Bryce Young couldn't even hit 170 yards passing last night. Their two best corners had been knocked out of the game. And yeah, the Carolina Panthers scored a touchdown at the end of the third quarter. And all they did was go on another 6.5-minute drive, right, to kick a field goal. Now you're up 20-9. Bryce Young throws an interception.
Right,
you still had two more drives in this game where it's a two-score game. We saw a Carolina miss field goal.
That hardly feels like a blowout to me, though.
But take that away from it for a second. Do you think that Kyle Shanahan should be more concerned about Christian McCaffrey's workload, yes or no?
Yeah, probably. But 23 carries isn't going to kill me.
Plus the 7 receptions. I'm saying this is the guy. He's your leading receiver
rusher. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But I totally agree. But I think that's not super, super egregious. I do think that was a really close game, obviously.
Fine. Close on the scoreboard. Yeah. Did you ever really think the Carolina Panthers were coming back to win that game?
Yes, when Carolina scored that touchdown, I honestly think the win percentage came much closer. Yeah, I thought Carolina had a good chance last night because I thought the Niners' offense looked terrible.
Wow. Do you live bet it?
No. I definitely wouldn't live bet it because Bryce Young was awful. But yeah, that certainly seemed like that was a game. You didn't think that was a game?
I did not think that was a game. It did not feel like a game. I saw it felt like it took the Herculean effort of all efforts to get the Carolina Panthers in the end zone last night. Like, Ted McMillan had 2 catches. I mean, he was Bryce Young. Now, we can go to the Bryce Young part. I'm curious from the 49er fans. Are you worried about McCaffrey's workload? Yes, no. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. That's one part. Then I was thinking about the other part with the Carolina Panthers. They really squandered an opportunity last night. If you did think they were in the game, that they could have taken over first place in the NFC South. Obviously, the Bucs are reeling a little bit. Not devastating news about Baker Mayfield's shoulder, but obviously, you know, he's going to be a bit compromised here with a sprained, AC joint. What is the ceiling here for Bryce Young? Is it ever really good? Forget like living up to number one overall pick standards or whatever we do with that. I'm just talking about, would you ever think that Bryce Young could win you a playoff game?
Is it backup or a starter? No, I mean, the big decision, even before that, are they going to re-sign him?
Yeah, I mean, I would think no.
I was looking last night, I'm like, limbo.
Wouldn't you be running to bet against him in the playoffs if he made it?
I don't think he's going to make it, but yeah, I mean, it'd be kind of hard. You're not going to get good odds. They'll probably be 2 touchdown underdogs in their opening, but I don't think they make it. I think Tampa Bay probably squeezes through. I'm wondering if the last losing team to make the playoffs was the Bucs in 2023 at 8-9. Can they get in at 8-9 this year? I think there's a great chance. There's been I just looked up, there's been 6 teams with losing records to make the playoffs. We might get another one this year. The NFC South is obviously, I wonder if this is a structural problem that the NFC South is so consistently bad.
Yeah, when the Drew Brees Saints were going, then they actually had a good team. When
and
Matt
the Bucs
Ryan
won the Super Bowl.
Was it the Falcons? Yeah, yeah, Tom Brady. I guess it goes in waves, but think about what you just said. You are in this easy division, right?
Right.
Air quotes easy. Like, you might be being propped up a bit by this division. I know that the Panthers had the really good win in Green Bay. I still don't know how that happened. But they did. Not going to take it away from him. But I just wonder, do you look at Bryce Young and think this guy could ever win a playoff game?
Nobody does.
Yeah, right. So, if I'm Carolina, is it time to move on? Because now you're not going to have that top pick, right?
Yes.
Okay. So who should be the quarterback then? If it's so obvious and easy for you, Pearl.
So they come in and, I was thinking about today. I was thinking about this morning. They're going to be 8-9. They're probably pick about 16th. That is not ideal for a quarterback, but... I think that you take a mid-round guy and then you keep Bryce Young for his 4th year and you let him compete. And then you build around that mid-round guy. Say a Ty Simpson or somebody's going to fall out of the top 10 who's not quite that good. I think that's your best chance because Dave Canales is supposed to be this great coach.
Yeah.
Then where's the consistent offense? Bryce Young, he didn't look totally engaged last night. That was the weird part. It's his energy was off. Felt like he was, he's kind of he's a California guy, right? He's laid back, but he was too laid back last night. He threw that early pick and it didn't seem I don't know. It just didn't seem like he was all there to me last night.
Interesting. I didn't notice any body language stuff. I guess you're supposed to be able to recover from these picks really fast if you're an athlete, turn the page, although we do see guys throw their helmets and stuff like that. I don't know if it's I don't think it's a personality thing. I wonder if it's just it's a stature thing, right? It's he looks like he can get swallowed up out there. And it feels like a miracle every time they completed a pass. It did just feel like that. And I'm not saying that guys who are 6'6" don't get balls batted down at the line of scrimmage. Obviously they do. That is all about arm angle and other things. But I don't know. I was watching that last night. I'm can you imagine thinking this is supposed to be the savior of the franchise. Maybe that stuff is overblown, but this is supposed to be your guy. Like, look at Drake May. Look at Jaden Daniels. Look at these other guys who get drafted number one overall or in the top five even. I just named two guys who are not drafted number one overall. You know what I'm saying. High draft picks, and you're expecting it's going to look different. And even if he's gotten better incrementally, it's still not nearly good enough.
You think? Last night was pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
I mean, to me, I watch him. He looks like Tyrod Taylor to me. That's what he looks like. He looks like a guy who, could he play in the NFL? On a team like this, could he win five or six games in a bad division? Sure. Is he a guy who's a franchise quarterback? No. If that's your guy that you're building around, you're not going to win much. So Carolina's going to have a big decision. I wonder if they go all in on a veteran next
year. That's what I was saying. I was wondering if Mac Jones is going to be their guy. Will they trade for Jones? You know, it's still in the same conference, but sometimes, you know, you don't mind trading a guy, totally different division, other side of the country. You know, it's not like he's going to be in your division. You got to face it.
The Panthers and Jets had the same issue that the guy that they both should have got, they already had. Sam Darnold. Both teams is offseason in theory. Baker was about years ago, but like both, this guy was available and both teams needed a quarterback, but they couldn't go to the guy that was the best available quarterback because he already failed there. I mean, that to me, that,
couldn't run it back.
He would have been the obvious choice to come back. I mean, if he was on this Carolina team, they're winning this division. Easy. Look at how their defense played last night. Look at how they were able to run the football throughout most of the season. They got something there. It's just the quarterback play is too average.
Wait, I don't understand. What's the difference between Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield?
No, just that Sam Darnold was available this fall. He was a free agent.
To bring him back this year. I thought you meant to keep him while he was there.
The Jets and the Panthers.
Yeah, but that's what I wonder. Mac Jones, for example, like what makes you think Mac Jones won't just be Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield in Carolina? It could be that. That seems
new
a little.
Coach.
Is anybody
different.
Betting on Mac Jones in Carolina? That feels like Mac Jones in Jacksonville. It seems related. That is not exciting a fan base to me.
Okay, well then, who do you trade for Shador? Like,
I would honestly draft a guy and keep Bryce Young. That's the thing. You're in bad limbo. And the other thing too is, does this franchise? I'm not sure they have a plan. Feels like they're going to be lost in limbo for a long time.
888-710-4ISN 888-710-4476. Okay, so a couple things on the table for you. The 49ers win this game 20-9, but are they misusing Christian McCaffrey? Do you need 30 touches for McCaffrey to close this one out? That would be a question I would be asking. Brock Purdy with the 3 interceptions. And do the 49ers, really, is it just a function of the week schedule? Are they actually a good team? Or is this just a lot of scheduled W's?
Question on top of that. All that being said, Kyle Shanahan's, everyone makes fun of him. He's such a good playoff coach. I would be very careful seeing that team early in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying is I know they look bad and they're going to get wins over Cleveland, Tennessee. Kyle Shanahan has one of the best winning records in the postseason in the NFL. You put him against who are they going to be competition? The way the Packers are playing, the way the Eagles are playing, if the Cowboys snuck in or something like that, I wouldn't count the Niners out. They could easily win one or two games. But I agree, though. They don't look good because of the competition. But then again, Shanahan is a great coach. So we'll see.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Yes, at Cleveland next week. And we'll get into whether or not the 49ers are actually going to be whole for that game. That's a dust up at the end of the game that may result in a suspension. So we'll get you the details on that and what Kyle Shanahan had to say about everything. Okay, lots more to do. We'll unpack the Brandon Ayuk stuff as well, all the drama surrounding San Francisco. And we got some Cowboys things for you to boot. It's M&P. Let's go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't like the sound of this. What's going on here? That's the cowboy quickie music. Feels like you're trolling me since the Cowboys came back and beat my Eagles, but they're still, that was a long time ago, guys. What are we still talking about that game for, Maggie?
This was absolutely planned. This was a diabolical idea by me, by yours surely. Thank you very much.
Cowboys, I mean, that's ancient history. I thought we've moved on. They have a game in 2 days.
All the way since Sunday.
I know, 48 hours ago. we're still talking about it. So we did not get to this yesterday, which means we are definitely getting to it today. Here is Michael Irvin, Cowboys legend, going absolutely ballistic after the Cowboys came back and beat the Eagles.
Oh my God.
A clip of Michael Irvin just yelling for 30 seconds.
That's just Michael Irvin now. Do you notice? This is him on the Miami sidelines. Now he's with the Cowboys just screaming. We actually have more. There's more from
more
Michael
screaming?
Irvin. Yeah, more screaming, but he actually says something this time.
Okay.
Listen closely, Pearl.
We want that ass! B-T-N!
I think that should be the new tagline for the show. Maggie and Perloff, BTA, blah. Although I don't think we could actually BTA, because that stands for beat that bleep.
My CTE acting up.
No, it's belt to ass.
I thought it was beat that.
No, it's belt to ass.
Belt
to.
Oh, belt. Belt.
All right. Belt to.
No beating. All just right. Belts.
What's the difference?
Well, one teaches you discipline.
Yowza. No comment. There you go. Maggie and Perloff, new tagline on the show, belt to ass.
That's not my tagline.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is gonna, I'll be an apologist. They always split with the Eagles when Dak's out there. What's the big deal?
Oh, Pearl, that's not the point. Okay, there you go. Give me the nay.
That's exactly the point.
No, like, the point is Michael Irvin, this is funny.
No, the point is the Cowboys are celebrating like they did something, and they have a real test coming up.
Ooh, you sound salty, Pearl.
I mean, come on. That is so typical Michael Irvin. Like, we won. Like, dude, you're 5-5-1.
Yeah, and you're 9-3. Don't get so sensitive. Chill out.
I'm just like, this is so...
It's all good. You're still going to win the NFC. You're still going to go to the NFC Championship
them.
Game.
It's a big win for them. That's why they're acting this
way. All right. So you lose to the Cowboys. You lose to the Giants. Whatever. Who cares? You're still going to go to the NFC Championship. Yeah, you remember that one? You remember that one?
You think the Cowboys aren't over-celebrating this win? I saw somebody on social media saying that this is the biggest win of Dak Prescott's life or something.
Wait, hold on. The Cowboys celebrated a 40-40 tie against the Packers like it was the Super Bowl. Obviously, this team is celebrating these small victories because they probably didn't think they were going anywhere this year. And by the way, I still don't think they are. But
yeah, dude, they're a 9-8 team. Let them have their fun. Let them enjoy.
Oh, they will be 9-8. Yeah. Let's go to Darren, who's in Dallas.
It can't be 9-8. It'd be 9-7-1.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving week. And Perloff, I'm sorry. Good morning, Maggie. I didn't call you yesterday because I wasn't in the car. So I know you guys talked about the Cowboys and the Eagles. But listen, I didn't want to call you anyway because I know you're still licking your wounds from that win. But I told you 3 weeks ago, defense is not good. I agree with you, but you guys can't stop us. You know, CD catches the ball. We're at the one-yard line, get a false start. So that's two touchdowns. That's 38, and we miss a field goal. There's 41. Eagles can't stop the Cowboys. So the defense is a little better now. You have to admit that with the additions, and we'll see what happens. But I will tell you this. We will beat the Kansas City Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day. And if that doesn't happen, I won't call you next week. But when it does, just say, hey, good job, Darren. You guys have a great Thanksgiving. And hello, Jason Wettenhall. Take care, guys.
Darren, thank you for that. Have yourself a great Thanksgiving. Pro rebuttal. Eagles can't stop the Cowboys. Right. You say what?
Facts. I mean, I've said it a million times. Dak Prescott just shreds them. And how are you supposed to cover those two monsters on the outside? Cooper DeJean, I love Cooper DeJean. Apparently Tom Brady's favorite player. There's no chance. I've always kind of enjoyed watching Dak operate against this defense. It's just not built for him. That being said, we should score more, try and outscore them. The first game was one of the best games of the season. Before the rain delay, that was old school, like not old school, like 10 years ago, spread offense up and down the field. Yeah, we definitely cannot stop that team.
Which is funny because defense can't stop the Cowboys in the second half, and yet in Philadelphia, everyone's like, get Jalen Hurts out of here. It's always about the offense, always about the quarterback, but, you know, that's NFL football.
They really couldn't stop him in the first half. The Cowboys just made a couple mistakes.
That's true.
Dak was heating up. You know what? Here's what I worry about for the Cowboys. They're great at stopping the run now, apparently, since Quentin Williams got there. Jalen Hurts had all kinds of time, and if you give that time to Patrick Mahomes, that could be a problem.
Let's go to Javier, who's in the Bay Area. We're asking you off the 49ers win over the Carolina Panthers last night. They win 20-9, but 30 touches for Christian McCaffrey, including at the very end of the game, these final drives here to close it out. Javier, are they using CMC too much?
Yes, and they have for the last few years. And the problem isn't in the regular season, it's in the postseason where it really bites us in the ass. Because he's just worn out. It happened in the Super Bowl in 23. You know, with the fumble, lack of production in the big game, he's so worn out from the regular season and all the touches he gets that he doesn't have anything left when it comes to the playoffs. And that's why this team this year, I'm calling it red and iron pyrite, because they're fool's gold. They may look good against bad teams, but anytime they face a good team, they're horrible.
Man, that's what fool's gold is? That Javier, I think it's a great call. Thank you. Now, when you get to the postseason, right, it's like this is where you need every bit of McCaffrey. And yeah, you've had some unfortunate moments in the postseason, but he, you know, I think it would matter. I think you give 5 carries to Brian Robinson here, 7 touches to Brian Robinson there. You try to, you know, spell McCaffrey just a little bit, and maybe that ends up changing your fortunes down the line. I don't think this is a Super Bowl team to begin with. There's too many issues right now for the 49ers, but it's something to think about as McCaffrey continues to age.
But are they really fools, golden sets? Does anybody think they're gold? Because I have not seen a lot of hype.
The reason why you might say that is because they are keeping pace in a very tough division, mostly because of the schedule, and they've got 8 wins.
Yeah, but again, and they're going to get to 10 probably because Cleveland, Tennessee, but they're 13th in Super Bowl odds. That hardly feels like fool's gold to me.
I know, but you're like saying Kyle Shanahan on the road. Kyle Shanahan in the playoff.
I think NFL Nation. I think NFL Nation disrespects this team in a big way. I think nobody's taking them seriously. I almost wonder if Shanahan will sneak up on people because I think everyone looks at this team and says, "Oh man, they're overrated because of the record." Have you ever talked to anyone who's like, yeah, they're a legit 8-4? That is not the common thought, and the odds certainly reflect that. Now, that being said, they beat the Rams. So I think they're actually probably better than everyone thinks a little bit. And the other thing, too, is Robert Saleh, like all of a sudden Vince Lombardi, what's going on with that? He's getting a lot of hype.
Well, we already saw how this works. You know, he's great as a defensive coordinator. You get him in the top spot, and he was a completely different person, it seemed like, when he got to the Jets.
Maybe that is a bigger deal than I think people are letting on, that Saleh's back there and fix the defense. Even without Bosa and Warner, maybe that is something that's going to make them more dangerous. I don't think anyone's really coming. I'm curious, call us. Does anybody actually think they're a Super Bowl team? I would think, and put that as a poll, and I think it would be very lopsided.
888-710-4ISN. Andrew Bogish in with us For everything else that's going on in the world, what's up?
Mom, Dad, good morning. Headline sponsored by Prize Picks. On Prize Picks, you simply pick 2 to 6 players, choose more or less, and watch your lineups light up like the holidays. Download Prize Picks, use code PRIMETIME, and get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. It was the first time Christian McCaffrey played against the Panthers. He said in the run-up it was just another game, but maybe it wasn't.
Purdy takes the snap, another toss play to McCaffrey, gets to the edge on the left side. Black from Juszczyk is to the 5, still on his feet, into the end zone. Touchdown, 49ers!
What a beautiful play, and that was vintage San Francisco.
And vintage McCaffrey, who maybe celebrated more than usual after that third quarter score. He finished with 142 scrimmage yards on those 31 touches with that TD. Afterwards, CMC right back to downplaying the reunion.
Anytime I'm able to step on the field and play, I feel extremely blessed. You know, I'm my biggest critic, always want more, but love the fact that our guys went out there today and found a way to win.
His Niners with a less than pretty 29 win over the Panthers last night. San Francisco surviving those 3 first half picks from Brock Purdy. Bryce Young threw 2 interceptions for Carolina, who drop out of their tie with the Bucks atop the NFC South. Tampa Bay, by the way, not yet ruling out Baker Mayfield for Sunday's game with the Cardinals. He reportedly has no structural damage in that left shoulder, just a low-grade AC joint sprain. Jaden Daniels and his left elbow return to
Commanders
practice this week, but they are a long shot to play Sunday night against the Broncos. Daniels not yet cleared for contact. Washington has lost the 2 games he has missed so far, dropping to 3-8. We still don't have a final decision on the future CFP format, and we're not getting one soon, apparently. The committee and ESPN agreeing to delay the deadline for such decisions from December 1st to January 23rd. Good morning, EJ.
And the Bulldogs with a steal. Huff comes away with it. Hands it off to St. Superior, gets it across half court. Now will slow down. Looks to Ike down low. Graham catches, fakes, and then scores. Bulldogs push the lead to 10, their biggest of the night. Timeout, Alabama.
30-year-old Graham Ike with the hoop there on the Gonzaga Bulldog Radio Network. He had 21 points, 11 boards. Number 12, Gonzaga, downing 8th-ranked Alabama, 95-85.
Hey, can I just point this out?
That
can we remember that they just beat an SEC team in a neutral site so within 4 months from now when people say, Gonzaga doesn't play anybody.
That Gonzaga schedule.
Yeah.
Their go-to.
Yeah.
I already refuse to remember that in 4 months.
When they play San Francisco and Santa Clara later this season, I'm sure we'll remember this Alabama game.
I thought they only play St. Mary's over there.
Happens every year. They beat these teams in non-conference, and then we get to March, and like, well, Gonzaga hasn't played anybody. Oh, they really good. Blah, blah, blah.
Wait, why would they play San Francisco and Santa Clara?
I don't know. Are they in the Big West?
Yeah,
I don't know.
No. Oh, wait. Hey,
the West Coast Conference.
Whatever, dude. Who plays? Who cares? Gonzaga.
I think the Big West basketball conference was the conference from Blue Chips. It was like the made-up conference.
Oh, I made one up?
I think so.
Oh, delicious.
Wait, you say Big West?
I think I said
Big West is a real thing.
Thank you.
It is? Yeah.
Mountain West?
No, the Big West.
Mountain West, yeah.
I think Weber State is also in the Big West.
Yeah, the Big West has all, I think, also
Idaho.
And all the UC schools are in the Big West,
got it.
Too.
Yeah, they're like Cal State Fullerton, I think, maybe, too.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought maybe the Dolphins were in that one.
No.
Dolphins?
That's the team in Blue Chips.
I thought you were talking about Lemoyne College.
Do you even?
I remember Western University being the school.
That was what it was. Yeah, Western University.
Yeah, Western,
they would play in the Big West.
They would play in the Big West.
They dominate the Big West. Except for all those recruiting violations. They weren't point shaving. They really could have gotten somewhere.
Tony was my guy.
It's so funny because all those fictionalized, like the program and Blue Chips, it's like you can't just have one scandal, which would be enough to bring down any school. Mm. Guy's got to be getting free tractors, mom needs a no-show job, and you've got to be point shaving. I'm surprised there wasn't like a pregnant girlfriend or something. Mm. Like, you know,
that program needed the death penalty.
I don't know. Half that seems like documentary style now. I mean,
but it all doesn't happen in the same season.
Incredibly confused.
Have you followed the college basketball betting thing? I don't know about the tractor. Anyone know the most famous basketball player to go to Weber State?
Yeah, Dame.
Well, besides Dame.
Oh,
come on.
No.
What was his nickname? Harold Arsenault. Oh, Harold the Show Arsenault. Anyone remember that guy?
I do, but he went to Weber State?
Yeah, he definitely went to Weber State. I just Googled it. And he got them the tournament. It was a big deal in like 99. Yeah.
I remember they got to the tournament when I was a kid. Two. I didn't remember who was on that team, though.
You guys have also missed the fact that Manny has never seen Blue Chips.
No, I thought this was the cop show. Is that not the
you
cop show?
With, Blue Chips? Come on,
with
man.
Estrada? What's the name of the cop show?
No, it's not Chips, nor is it the Blue
No, not California Highway Patrol. Isn't that what Chips is?
Yes.
Manny, this is great. California. We've got a couple days off at the end of the week because obviously we're going to be with you tomorrow.
Dog, I'm working Black Friday. What are you talking about?
Oh, you are? Okay, great. So in the breaks, watch Blue Chips.
Well, I'll be doing updates, so I mean, I'll have a lot of downtime because you know Bogus doesn't do anything during the day.
I'm telling you, watch Blue Chips, and we'll take the book report.
And then I watch
back.
Chips, right? With
and then whatever you do after that is on.
And then NYPD Blue, if you want all these things. Yeah. Have you seen Hoosiers?
No, I haven't seen Hoosiers. No, I don't watch movies.
But this could be a big moment for you.
I've seen The Longest Yard, though. Hell of a film.
What
film?
Take a nap, dude.
All right, I might rough. Need to cut Manny's mic.
I'm the one that stayed up, by the way, to watch this game. You're the one slurring your words.
Well, that's,
I watched that game till midnight.
I don't speak English. It's my second language.
Well, you can watch Blue Chips with subtitles.
I can watch Chips in Spanish, too, probably.
I'd love to see dubbed in Nick Nolte losing it on the sidelines, but then it's in Spanish.
What was his? Who? What was the booster's name? Happy?
Yeah.
Feliz.
Yeah.
That guy is such a great villain, that character actor. We'll find out what his name is in a second.
So, good morning, EJ, and I guess now good morning, Manny, as well.
And a three is good for Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's for me, too.
And he's running back he's 60 years old.
Yeah. Wait a second. That was unnecessary.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're older.
That's friendly fire between Chris Carino, Tim Capshaw, and Nets Radio. All they have is comedy these days because the Nets are 0-8 at home and they've lost 12 straight meetings.
The comedy is on the court.
The Knicks 113-100, the final last night in Brooklyn. Manny, back to you.
No, all right, guys.
All right, Manny, we got it.
Coming up next on Maggie and Perlow. Yeah.
I can't cut your mic. there's no way technically I can do that. Only you can cut mine.
I can cut yours. Should we try that?
It just feels like that's wrong. JT Walsh is the guy from Blue Chips.
Oh,
who's
Manny,
chill. He's the crooked booster or whatever. He's the money guy.
He's happy.
I believe he's the guy in A Few Good Men. Who kind of is Jack Nicholson's right-hand man who disappears.
Ooh.
Lieutenant Colonel.
Yeah, he's a great character
Markin,
actor. Yeah.
Matthew Markin. But he's not bad in that one.
Well, kind of.
Oh, no, he is bad in that one.
Yeah.
He can't be good. He's always the bad guy.
I don't know if he ordered the code red, but yeah, he's always like the mysterious behind-the-scenes government kind of thing.
Yep.
Except, he was great in Blue Chips. But we've argued about this before. I'm not a massive Blue Chips fan. I thought it was kind of cheesy.
Well, okay.
Where Hoosiers is a work of art, in my opinion.
Well, but it was also the era, right? It's like the program, Blue Chips, like they really went all in on these basketball scandal movies.
Right, but there was
no
good
subtlety.
Sports movies. Yeah, these were kind of like cheesy whatever.
But Hoosiers is only feel good. Like, there's not a scandal.
Right, like Hoosiers has Gene Hackman and like a fine actor. Like, that's a real movie.
I don't know. Ed O'Neill's in Blue Chips.
Yeah.
Shaq's not bad.
Oh, I know him.
Hmm.
Former football player,
Nick Nolte.
Yeah,
this is in his prime. He's doing 48 hours with Eddie Murphy.
Rex Walters is in that movie too. The guys were on the other teams in Blue Chips. That's a fun list too.
Oh yeah, Bobby Hurley. I think he's playing point guard for Indiana, which is so weird.
It's Matt Noe.
Calvert Chaney's in that movie too.
Yeah.
I think.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Well, and then every single.
It's like whatever that 91 Final Four, they just like filmed a movie while they're all there.
Yeah. Every coach is in this movie.
Yes.
And friend of the show, Robert Wool.
I can't believe
I remember that.
He always disrespects Blue Chips.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes, not kind to Blue Chips.
Do not give me a Rotten Tomatoes score pre 2005. It's bogus. You did it with Jumanji last week, and you got smoked in that poll, too.
Jumanji does awesome on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, and then we put it as a poll, which was better, and everyone said the original one by like 80% to 20.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes likes the Sidney Sweeney boxing movie.
Yeah. Is it really? I liked
it,
too, then.
For a while.
There might be a defect in the meter. Might be something derailing that. Two things, in fact. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Too early for you guys? Okay. let's move on. Let's unpack the real drama here with San Francisco. They win last night 20-9, but that is far from the only thing happening in 49er land. What's up with Brandon Ayuk and the team? We get to that next. MVP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. I know we have a poll up here, Maggie and Perloff. Are the 49ers Super Bowl contenders? I was just curious to put that up. Is it going to be like 95-5?
Yeah.
No. I don't know what the early results are, but I imagine, I mean, it's hard to be Super Bowl contenders. The odds are not good. Vegas is not a fan of this team at all.
Yeah, and I get why. I mean, just so many injuries on the defense. They may be getting propped up with this easy schedule. And obviously, you know, Christian McCaffrey is the offense right now.
Right.
And, you know, Ricky Pearsall last night, was just not really a factor. You know, two of Brock Purdy's three interceptions were on passes to Pearsall. You know, Kittle does what he does. He's a great pass-catching tight end, but obviously they need him to block as well. And Juwan Jennings is like your guy, you know, that third receiver guy, right? And obviously Brandon Ayuk is not here. And this is an interesting story because of how crazy it is. From the very beginning, Pearl, it felt like the Brandon Ayuk contract, even before they put pen to paper, was just dramatic. Almost like, you know, Ayuk didn't want to be anywhere near playing on the final year of his deal.
Right.
He stayed away from the organization, then did a hold-in. Then it felt like they were actually on the verge of trading Brandon Ayuk several different times.
Right.
Maybe it was the Jags. Maybe it was the Browns. Maybe it was the Patriots. And in this like moment where Brandon Ayuk and Kyle Shanahan have a meeting, Shanahan suddenly regrets everything, does not want to trade Ayuk, runs up the stairs. This is the story from Mike Silver. Sprints up the stairs to John Lynch's office, says, call off the trade, like in this dramatic out of a movie scene. And they call off the trade, whatever it was, and he ends up signing the extension. Then he gets hurt, and it was a devastating knee injury, and now he has been apparently missing meetings. He has been not engaged. He's been missing team activities, functions, all of that stuff. He's apparently rehabbing so early in the morning that he's avoiding teammates. Teammates have reached out. He's not engaging with them, and it's all culminated now in the story where Kyle Shanahan acknowledges they voided his guarantees for next season, and it's likely that he's played his last game as a 49er, and he'll be cut after the year.
So how
crazy.
How much money does he make out of that big contract?
I know how much he's losing next year, which is, I think, $24 million of the guarantees. And I think what's really crazy about this, and I heard Mike Silver doing an interview on KNBR yesterday, the local radio in San Francisco, what no one can figure out is why Brandon Ayuk is not fighting to get any of this money back. He doesn't want to file anything with a grievance with the union. Mm. He's not trying to claw any of the money back. He's saying, all right, you voided my guarantees because I missed a couple meetings. And he's apparently okay with that. and they're all just going to go their separate ways. Like, for a guy who was basically holding out, then holding in for every penny, now all of a sudden he's just okay with giving back $20+ million. Like, it doesn't compute.
Yeah, I mean, I think he already made $23 million in the signing bonus. So he's got enough money in the bank. Can he go out and sign with somebody else then once they void that? Maybe he thinks he can make it back and be in a better situation for him.
Fine, but he's coming off a torn MCL, torn ACL, yeah. and something else happened in that knee also. So he's also like 27 years old. He's coming off major knee injury and surgery. Does he think there's another $100 million contract sitting out there for him? Good luck to you. I know that I would try to fight to get that money back.
Sure.
And he's not. He's just saying, let me go. And we're asking today, who has more regret? Is it San Francisco for re-signing Ayuk or Ayuk for re-signing with San Francisco? Because it kind of feels like even the people who are trying to be sensitive here, who maybe have allegiances on either side, everyone's being very careful to say everyone failed. Like Richard Sherman, not good on Brandon Ayuk, not good on the front office either. Everyone feels like they have to wear the blame for just how badly this thing has gone.
God, it's amazing. The Niners have two all-time bad deals. This one and the trade up for Trey Lance, they mortgaged the future, but they still, the Trey Lance trade didn't hurt them at all. I mean, and even now they're 8-4 without Brandon Ayuk. I mean, the record is good. It's incredible that if that franchise can survive both these obviously train wrecks of a deal, they should have known when Ayuk was holding out that something was wrong. Remember all the weird social media posts and remember something about Kyle Shanahan kicking him out of practice?
He was wearing the wrong shorts.
Oh, yeah. So credit to the Niners if they can survive. This would sink most franchises. I feel like the Niners have the ability to shuff off these terrible deals. I think they're going to be fine, honestly.
Well, when the 49ers blow first-round picks, they really, really
They made the right first-round pick. Re-signing it was a problem, right?
Sure.
That was a good pick.
Pearsall
was maybe not a great pick.
You know, I guess I want to put a lot more of the blame here on Brandon Ayuk, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah.
But I do think that both parties, like, you also have to know who you're getting in bed with. You know, I cannot absolve the 49ers here totally either. Like, I think Brandon Ayuk, and he admitted he did not handle the offseason correctly. I'm not saying you can't hold out or hold in.
Yeah.
Do you. Get your money. CeeDee Lamb worked for him. It works for wide receivers all the time to play hardball. But if you do want to be traded, then you have to acknowledge that you'd sign a long-term deal with the team that's trading for you. Nobody wants to trade for you if you're just going to be a rental, Pearl. So he wouldn't agree to trade, you know, sign long-term deals with the Patriots, which now looks like a huge mistake because Drake May is amazing. The Browns, okay, I get it. You don't want your career to die with the Browns. That's fair. Browns have never been able to find a solid quarterback. I understand not wanting to go there. He did want to go to Washington to play with Jaden Daniels. I don't know if that return was good enough, what have you. I just think now, like, why wouldn't you play nice to get your money when you made the money such a big deal only a year ago or a little more than a year, 15 months ago?
Gosh, I have no idea.
That to me, I'm just surprised that he won't, unless there's something else going on that we're not aware of and he just hates this organization so much that he just can't even bear to suit up for them to help them in any way, which would also be helping himself.
I mean, that could be the situation. I mean, he could be in a spot. I mean, that contract negotiation, as you mentioned, was super contentious. And we don't know what's happened since he got hurt. Like, anybody who deals with any kind of serious injury, like, that's a very vulnerable time for a human, let alone an athlete. And whether he didn't feel like he was getting the right support or what they were telling him, we don't know what it is. I'm not alleging that they're going
to
do that. Right.
Yeah.
But either way, he may have said, you know what? I got to deal with this terrible knee injury. I don't think I'm getting the right support. I'm not doing the stuff they want me to do. Like, they can get me out of here. I'd rather do that than risk putting myself back out there too soon and getting hurt again. That could be the calculation he's making. It's a one I wouldn't do, but that could be what we're seeing from him.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Even just to help get yourself out of there, I feel like I would try to do a little more, you know, honey than vinegar. But again, we don't know all the details. What do you guys think? Coming up, can Shador Sanders do it again?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.